Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Scientists have long suspected a connection between infections with Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, and the development of MS, multiple sclerosis.
Now a large sampling of blood has allowed researchers to prove that link. They used 20 years of samples originally collected for HIV testing from 10 million young adults who enlisted in the military.
But first, some background. Most people in the world are infected with EBV early in life with few symptoms. In the U.S., when teens become infected, they can develop mononucleosis with extreme fatigue and fever. Then the virus becomes dormant and never goes away.
When researchers studied the 10 million blood samples, 5% were not infected at the start of their military service. Two subsequent samples were taken years later. The samples were tested for EBV antibodies for evidence of infection.
These samples were matched with a control group of people without MS who were of the same age, sex, race, and branch of the military.
When they compared samples from 800 people who did develop MS with about 1,500 without it, only one MS patient had no signs of EBV infection. The data is striking. EBV infection raises the risk of MS 32 times.
The big question that remains is why? Since most people are infected with EBV, there must be other factors such as genetics that combine with EBV to trigger MS.
At least two EBV vaccines are in trials, and the hope is that they can prevent both the short-term and long-term problems such as cancers and ultimately MS.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.